Hi there, this is Ellis Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, April 30th, 2019, Arkansas Derby Day. Also, the Lexington Stakes, the last two Roto Derby points races, as usual. This podcast sponsored by our friends at amwager.com, where you can also get the Key Races and Bets blog, the written version. Go to amwager.com, click on Handicapping, Ellis Starr's blog, and check out the cool features. If you're not already a customer of AmWager, legal in most states, a legal betting service with lots of perks and tools for the handicapper. I'm going to start off with an important note that there's an all-stakes pick four at Keeneland on Saturday, April 13th, which starts in race seven, the Grade 3 Ben Ally Stakes. Because that race is my free race for the Keeneland website, I'm not going to duplicate it here or on the blog, but you can get it by going to Keeneland.com, clicking on expert picks, and you can play the double from race seven, the win contenders in race eight, which I'm going to get to in a second. Play the doubles from the contenders in race seven to the win contenders in race eight below, as well as the pick three if you want to for races seven, eight, and nine. Starting now in race eight, the Giants Causeway Stakes at Keeneland, post 4:57 p.m. Eastern on Saturday the 13th. And we're going to start with Excessive Spending, who's one of four win contenders, I think, can take advantage of what could be a very hot early pace because Seeking the Giant Pearl, Student Body, Love and Bullies, and Morticia all have getting to the lead at any cost on their minds. Excessive Spending won a similar race at the Fairgrounds in February, won a classified allowance race on the Keeneland turf at this distance last fall. Lepreau was up for that race last fall and gets on today. Excessive Spending could therefore be the one making the last move to win. La Dame Blanche couldn't pass Student Body when second in a stakes like this one last for the Fairgrounds, did beat Excessive Spending home by a neck for second. Student Body this time won't have an easy lead, and like Excessive Spending, therefore, La Dame Blanche has a win at the trip at Keeneland and would be no surprise if coming on fast. Considering she opens at 12-1, with Excessive Spending opening at 6-1, we should be making win bets on both if those odds hold up. Surrender Now ships out of California for the strong Peter Miller barn with a perfect 2-for-2 record in turf sprints. The last, a classified allowance win where she sat in fourth early and pulled off late. Her career best 100 Echo Base speed figure from that race is a bit shy of the 109-111 figures Excessive Spending and La Dame Blanche have earned in similar races. But Surrender Now is making her first start as a four-year-old and off a layoff. Could run even better than when seen last August. She opens at 7-2, so she's not a great win bet, but must be used in exotics. A Little Bit Me is another, with a good closing style to benefit from the hot early pace. She won off the claim by Richard Baltus at Sanity in January with a rally from 5th. She only managed 3rd, but wasn't disgraced, beaten 6th as the winner won by 5 lengths. She hasn't run well on flat sprints, but she hasn't run that many. She runs better on the downhill at Santa Anita, but she's in good form. She's consistent, has the right running style to be part of the exotics. In the Giants Causeway Stakes, race 8 at Keeneland, post 4:57 Eastern on Saturday, April 13th. Bet Excessive Spending to win at odds of 3-1 or more. Also bet La Dame Blanche to win at odds of 7-2 or more. Always a good idea if you think you have an edge to make multiple win bets. And when you do, use a Dutching tool to do the work allocating your win bets, your wagering dollars for the best edge. AmWager has a free one with which you can enter the amount you want to wager or the amount you want to win, and the calculations are done for you based on the odds. Check it out at amwager.com. We're going to box the exacta, Excessive Spending, La Dame Blanche, Surrender Now, and A Little Bit Me. We'll play doubles with Excessive Spending, La Dame Blanche, Surrender Now, and A Little Bit Me in race 8 with another twist of fate, Sueno and Chang in race 9, and play it one more time with Excessive Spending, La Dame Blanche, Surrender Now, and A Little Bit Me in race 8 with another twist of fate only in race 9. In the pick 3, we'll play the same four horses, Excessive Spending, La Dame Blanche, Surrender Now, and A Little Bit Me in race 8, another twist of fate, Sueno and Chang in race 9, and Belave, Rushing Fall, and Rimska in race 10. Moving on to race 9, that is the Stone Street Lexington Stakes, post 5:30 Eastern on Saturday the 13th, and in my opinion, three horses combined have the bulk of the probability to win, and they are Another Twist of Fate, Sueno, and Chang. That being said, Another Twist of Fate sticks out a bit over the other two, and he's the horse to concentrate on for most of our double pick 3 and pick 4 tickets, particularly as he opens as the 2-1 favorite. certainly we should use Shang and Sueno on some other tickets, multi-race tickets as well. The Twist of Fate has run two A races in a row, first with a career-best 102 figure, followed by a 103 figure effort. And unless another horse jumps up big time, he's going to earn enough points, combined with those he already has, to punch his ticket to the Derby. Another Twist of Fate dominated in three straight in December, January, and February, including a seven-length win in the El Camino Real Derby on the all-weather surface at Golden Gate. But then he tried dirt, sent to Sunland Derby, and although jockey Juan Hernandez is among the top jockeys in Northern Cal, he was a bit outridden by one of the best in the country in John Velasquez on the winner Cutting Humor. Even though Cutting Humor and Velasquez had scooted away in the stretch, another Twist of Fate was cutting into the margin in the last strides very nicely to come up a neck short on the wire. And today, with the jockey change to Javier Castellano and with the Colts' last two likely to be improved upon, he's the one to beat. Another benefit another Twist of Fate may have is a likely pace battle between Stretching Out Hawaiian Noises and Need the Lead type Zenden, who has to go from the nine hole. That allows Castellano to get into a three spot early, move for the lead in this race, which ends at the first finish line. Sueno finished second in the Sham Stakes in California in January with a career-best 99 figure, then second again in the Southwest at Oaklawn before a disappointing third in the Louisiana Derby. I say disappointing because Sueno was second for most of the race and weakened late. The cutback from 9 to 8.5 furlong could help him, as does the pace scenario, and if another Twist of Fate doesn't fire, Sueno can win. The same holds true for Shang, who's going for his fifth straight win. All last four were against Louisiana Breds only, but the last two around two turns, he does get a good post, and Iratatis Jr. takes the call. One before the last, Shang earned a 102 Echo Base figure on par with the 102 and 103 under the Twist of Fate earned in his two most recent races, but he regressed to a 91 last time out, even though he won easily. Shang should be close to the pace as well and could be moving along with another Twist of Fate in the late stages, making the race really interesting to the wire. In the Lexington Stakes, race 9 at Keeneland on Saturday, April 13th, post 5:30. Another Twist of Fate is a win bet at 9 to 5 or more. Certainly, if you play doubles or pick threes, you may not have to bet him to win because he may be lower than that. For a smaller amount, you can bet Sueno to win at 3 to 1 or more and Shang at 4 to 1 or more. And when making multiple win bets again, use a Dutching tool like the free one at Amwager. For the exacta, just a simple three-horse box here. Another Twist of Fate, Sueno and Shang, and doubles. If you already are live in the pick three, you don't need to play them, but if not, you can play another Twist of Fate, Sueno and Shang in race 9, with Belave, Rushing Fall, and Rimska in race 10. Come back and play another Twist of Fate only in race 9, with Belave, Rushing Fall, and Rimska in race 10. Moving to race 10, that is the Coolmore Jenny Wiley Stakes, post 6:03 on Saturday, April 13th at Keeneland, and Belave, who opens at 8-1, looks every bit as probable to win as Rushing Fall, who opens at 6-5, and as Rimska, who opens at 5-2. Although a stakes winner at the age of 3, she came into her own last fall when 4 as she moved to the Pletcher Barn, winning a classified allowance race at a mile-long grass with a career-best, much-best, 109 Echo-based figure. Then 2 later, taking the Grade 3 Marshua's River at Gulfstream at the same mile 16th trip as Jenny Wiley, improving to a new best 112. Last time out, off the Marshua's River win, but off 2 months off, she wasn't disgraced when third, beating three quarters of a length for second, with the winner only another half length in front, and the runner-up came back to win the Sand Spring Stakes recently. So if Belave repeats either of those three efforts cited, all in similar company, she can post the upset here. There's little doubt how good Rushing Fall is. Perfect 3-for-3 at Keeneland, including the Grade 1 QE2 Challenge Cup last fall. She's only been beaten once in her career. She fires fresh. Brown and Castellano know what to do. She's going to be a heavy primitive favorite, but her best efforts last year as a three-year-old earned 108 figures, which are good enough to win but not superior, and she is facing older for the first time. Rimska, also trained by Brown, is 7-for-13 in her career, including 4 graded stakes win. She's only been off the board in one of her last 8 races and is a contender. In the Jenny Wiley, race 10 at Keeneland, post 6:03 Eastern on Saturday the 13th, bet Belave to win at 5-2 or more and a simple exacta box, maybe a trifecta box as well. Belave, Rushing Fall, and Rimska. Bonus is going to be the Arkansas Derby here, although Oaklawn Park is one of the few tracks you can't wager on via Amwager. I want to give my analysis here just because of the implications for the Derby. I think Galilean is going to be very tough, particularly on a likely sloppy track. He nearly won his first 4 races all stakes, including his debut. even though they were versus Calbreds. He closed the ass campaign with a 9-length win when routing for the first time. He returned in February, won the California Cup Derby, and his next start came in the Rebel, in which he stalked the pace in third, moved up to battle, and settled for third behind Long Ridge, Toddy, and Improbable. I think he can leapfrog them because Hollendorf is taking blinkers off here. No knocks on Long Ridge, Toddy. The post is not a problem because there's lots of speed, and he can drop in and save a lot of ground. He shows up every time and is a very strong contender. Improbable is going to be overbet, even though he is a contender. He was returning for 3 months off, as we all know, in the Rebel, and had his schedule readjusted when Santa Anita was closed temporarily. He was 3-for-3 in 2018. He earned a new best figure in the Rebel and can move forward. However, game winner for Baffert almost also did not move forward, second off the layoff, so we just don't know. Got to use him, though. It's going to be hard to bet at low odds. And Omaha Beach won the second division of the Rebel, very gamely, best last race figure in the field, fifth straight improvement in figures. He hauled off game winner by a nose, and game winner came back to get beaten by Roadster in the San Diego Derby by regressing a little bit. I'm not as sure Roadster Omaha Beach wants to get the 9 furlongs on dirt. 8.5 might be his limit, but you still have to use him because he does have the best last figure. In the Arkansas Derby, my plays are Galilean to win at 7-2 or more, adding a place bet at 5-1 or more, and Long Ridge Toddy to win at 7-2, and exact the antrifecta box of Galilean, Long Ridge Toddy, Improbable, and Omaha Beach. Again, if you want to get the written version of this podcast this week and every week, go to amwager.com, click on Handicapping and All Stars blog to get the Key Races and Bets blog, and visit our friends at Amwager who are kind enough to sponsor this podcast and blog, amwager.com. Thanks a lot. Hope you have a great weekend and make some money. Talk to you soon.